are with our guns loaded, cock ready to go. I remember at a talk radio convention about 7-8 years ago, Blanquita Cullum, who used to be part of the routine at Radio America, which is our originating network down in Washington, she was running a panel, and she introduced the guy that hosts Gun Talk. What's his name, Grissom? What's the guy's name?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, John Grissom, close to that.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway,
and her introduction was simple. Here he is, locked and loaded, and ready to go. I thought that was actually pretty good. She was really very good at that sort of
thing. She is very good at that, yes.
Yeah, she's good at bringing people in, if you will, and hopefully we'll be able to do the same thing here, bringing you back to reality, those at least on the East Coast. People in the Midwest and the West say, well, huh? What are you talking about? No big deal. But the news media did make a big deal, and some of the discussion about it has to do with whether it was overhype or not. That is this weekend's Hurricane Irene, which didn't turn out to be as bad as it was predicted to have been. One wonders whether even Joe Bastardi, who was here with us, was he on Friday? It was Friday.
Yes.
Yeah,
it was going to be awful.
A pretty well-known meteorological expert was wrong, and many of the other people were wrong. So are they wrong on purpose? That's the question. 800-510-8255. Did they hype this up? I was listening to some politicians. Well, there's a part of that. I spoke to God myself on Saturday, asking him to not make it him. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Is that politically incorrect? God, him?
No, I think we say God. Him a lot.
We do say him. Yeah, but is it? Yeah, we don't really know whether it's a him or her.
That we have put into our
right,
heads
exactly.
That it's a him.
Yeah, right.
You men.
Energy. Energy is hermaphroditic. At any rate, God is an hermaphrodite. That'd be a good book, wouldn't it? Interesting story or study. Is God male or female? And is that appropriate to reference God as a him or a her? It has nothing to do with what we're talking about here, but it'd be an interesting track, wouldn't it, to follow? I'm writing a book, God as an Hermaphrodite. Hey, people throwing things at the radio right now.
Yep, they're throwing your radio right down the toilet.
Okay. So anyway, the essence of Hurricane Irene, the storm, first of all, from Doug's perspective, because of the three of us, I probably had, maybe Richie had a sort of coefficient, although you're inland a bit, so you probably didn't get, I don't know, what did you have there? I know when I talked to the boys and girls at the network when we were on the air on Saturday morning, they didn't even have any rain yet. So what did you get?
Yeah, no, it didn't show up here. It started raining here 3 or 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
And we probably got the brunt of it from about 6 or 7 o'clock Saturday night until about 3 or 4 a.m. Sunday morning.
Well, what did the brunt of it mean?
The brunt of it meant a steady, decent rain, not downpour, but a steady rain and medium winds. I would say probably 30, 35 mile an hour winds with 50 to 60 mile an hour gusts.
Yeah.
But all in all, in the Washington metropolitan area and even at the shore here in Ocean City, Maryland, not anything near what was called for.
So that's the point. And then up the coast, New York City had shut down, Newark had shut down, Philadelphia shut down, Hartford shut down, Boston shut down, and it was not as bad as... And when you get right down to it, people were inconvenienced. Okay, so what's the big deal? You're inconvenienced for a day. We're so used to having our own way and getting where we want to go. Maybe this was a good way. Found it. It was a little frustrating here on the farm because the winds weren't that really. We've had 40 good nor'easter here. We have 40, 45, 50 mile an hour winds.
Sure, oh yeah.
And but for some reason or another, early in the storm, the gusts were really strong, knocked over probably a dozen fence posts around the pasture to the point where I had to corral the cows, put them in the feedlot, and close them in there until we get them all fixed today. So, and there were some trees that came down. Even a small little tree that I've been nursing along just sort of snapped, which surprised me.
Yeah, a lot of trees down here,
and
too.
And then, you know, you wonder, given, this is the ancillary debate here, a focus on NSTAR or National Grid or whoever the power company is in your locale.
PEPCO down
PEPCO,
here.
PEPCO, okay. Mm-hmm. Do you know that there was an opportunity probably 40 years ago to put all the lines, there was a movement because it had started when developers said, you know, we're going to stick all the wiring in these new developments in the ground. Instead of having them on telephone poles, we're going to stick them in the ground because they're not, let's face it, telephone poles and wires are pretty unsightly. And putting them in the ground is actually cheaper, and you don't have to maintain them because, I mean, you have to maintain them to a certain extent, but you put them in these big
concrete things.
Yeah, right, or the plastic.
Right.
They're protected. So there was a move afoot to bury pretty much all of the electric and phone lines and that sort of thing underground. And it started about 40 years ago, 35 years ago. Those of you who work in that field, you know what I'm talking about. And then it got killed by when the consolidations began around 20, 25 years or so ago. That is, all the little local and regional power companies got bought up and bought up and bought up. So now we have, what, about four or five big companies around the country, and National Grid is the biggest, that controls the supply of electricity through owning all of these local resources, the power plants and all that sort of thing. So their interest is to get returns to their investors, not to service you. They want to charge you as much as they can, do as little as possible. For example, around here, they don't even anymore send crews out to cut down the limbs, the branches that might pose a danger, so that with a flick of a 25-mile-an-hour wind that'll knock some branches out of the trees onto the wires, service goes out. And it's been like that here, at least in my area, ever since I was a kid. We were always the first ones that went out. First ones out in the rural part, never pay any attention to the trees, to the point where I was cutting trees down to get them away from the power lines along some of the fields where I am doing some farming activity. But they just, they wait. There was a 4-foot tree that came down, wiped out the power lines between my farm, the home farm, and the dairy farm where we do the, it's about, by the way the crow flies, you can walk it in 10 minutes and I can drive it in 2. And, but we couldn't get to the, each of the, places independently because the trees had come down across the road. And it wasn't so much that I was worried about going around the trees. It was the electricity in the road. There's a 25,000 volt main.
You don't mess it. Don't even go near it.
Well, I did. Once I saw that it went out, I did go near it. I went around. There was a sign on the road and some of those cones, don't danger around.
So I walked up. What did Dougie do?
I walked up to the tree, looked at the wires in the road. You know, I thought to myself, this is silly. The wires are dead. There's no electricity flowing through them.
How did you know they're dead?
Because when they were alive, they burned.
When he touched them, he was okay.
No. When they burned a foot, they burned a hole about a foot deep in the macadam when they hit the macadam. And then they went out.
Question from the dumb guy in the corner.
Yeah.
What's a macadam?
Macadam is tar. It's the road, the asphalt on the road.
Okay.
So anyway, so I brought my pickup truck.
The guy who invented tar?
Mr. Macadam?
Yes.
Maybe. So anyway, I drove around the tree, sort of over the tree, hooked a chain onto it with my pickup truck, and I pulled it out of the way so that people could get through at least on one end. And that's the way it was done in the good old days when, you know, men were men and boys wanted to be men instead of being afraid of everything. You know, you look at it, you use some common sense. I wasn't going to go near it. I don't like electricity. I'm the first guy in the block to stay as far away from electricity. I don't even like getting a shock from the electric fence where the cows are. Maybe that's what taught me.
Yeah, it's no fun.
How to, I will tell you, someday, maybe not on the air, I'll tell you a story about how I learned regarding electric fences and how you stay away from them. It has to do with eliminating.
Upset.
No.
I was about 10 years old. Oh, my God. Anyway.
They actually did that on Mythbusters. That was one of their myths.
What, you pee on it and it doesn't go in?
Yeah, if you go to the bathroom on the fence, that the electrical shock will come backstream and hit you. And sure enough, it does.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. But I didn't know anything about Mythbusters at the time.
You didn't know it before you bought it.
No. At 10 years of age, I didn't have too much of that around me. Anyway, so our whole deal with the hurricane was dealing with the trees coming down, limbs coming down, stuff that if there had been preparedness would not have been a problem. But that's just the way it's more important.
It makes you wonder, though. I mean, you know, this past year, Pepco around here has gotten hammered for not cleaning up the trees. And then they've said that they've had, why wouldn't they just put these things underground?
Well, it's very expensive to do it now.
Yeah.
But it's still, how much power, how much money do you lose? Because all the meters were off for 12, 14, 18 hours. Some of them are still off. I'm listening out the back door. The tractor and the generator, I can hear from where I am, is still operating at the other farm, which means there's no power there yet. The generator ran all night, and I can hear it. I can hear my window open in my bedroom. I can hear the tractor running at the other farm, which I'm sure makes me, I'm sure everybody in the neighborhood.
Very popular with the neighborhood.
I'm not going to let all the ice cream and stuff spoil in the store, plus we have to milk the cows, so that's the bottom line. 800-510-8255. Daryl, you have a story. What's your story?
Yeah, I'm in Louisiana. A friend of mine works for the local electric company here called Clico.
Yeah.
And he was sent up to New York to help out, you know, with the hurricane and whatnot.
Oh, cool.
And on two occasions, he was charged tolls to go over either a bridge or through a road or whatever they have, you know.
And a truck that was there, obviously, to serve?
In his official Clico truck to help out. He got charged one time $9, another time $22.
Yeah, they don't get it, do they?
Him and all his crew that was with him, every truck, they had to pay tolls.
They just don't get it.
That is a shame.
It's stupid. It's just plain stupid, Daryl. Yeah. It shows you how just insular or stupid or, I mean, that would be one of the first things you'd think someone would have enough common sense. Okay, we'll send these trucks through. They're up here to help. No. It just it's one of the things that drives me crazy about New York, especially just big city thinking, no common sense. It's a very interesting story. All right, thank you, sir. It's 19 past the hour, and this is the Monday Morning Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen at your service. We're talking a little about the hurricane, as you might imagine.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work, all the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love?
Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
21 minutes after the hour. You can reach us at 800-510-8255 or follow us on Facebook as well.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas.
Good friends lock you out.
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't we Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Financial panicking going on. President Bush held a press conference and told everyone to take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. That's good advice, huh? The economy's tanking. He's giving Lamaze classes. Very good. Take a deep breath. Isn't that what he told the people in New Orleans when the water was rising? Just take it and try to hold it for as long as you can. You know, this past weekend marked 5 years since Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans. Isn't that unbelievable? Think about it. Back then, the economy was in a mess. There's a huge disaster in the Gulf. The president was on vacation when things were falling apart. Thank God that could never happen today. I am so... Oh.
Pretty much nails it.
Love it.
Yeah. All right. It's 24 and change after the hour. The Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Irene has left some flooding problems referred to by the news media as catastrophes, which brings us around to the overhyping of the situation. That's a term that I think is applicable here, although George Will, who appears on ABC on the Sunday This Week program with all of the folks who are in that panel, Cokie Roberts, I don't know whether, who else is on it, it's not important. He was so right on with his overview, and he admits during the conversation that he has a home on the shore in North Carolina. But he more specifically refers to the general situation when situations like this exist. But see if you don't agree with what he said.
Florence Nightingale said, whatever else you can say about hospitals, they shouldn't make their patients sicker. And whatever else you want to say about journalism, it shouldn't subtract from the nation's understanding, and it certainly shouldn't contribute to the manufacture of synthetic hysteria that is so much a part of modern life. And I think we may have done so with regard to this tropical storm.
Synthetic hysteria.
That's a great term.
Love that.
Remind me to hold on to that. The news media and the way the meteorological people, the news people choose their words, or the editors when they write the copy, whatever it is that they're fed, if they're doing something on the fly, they've been told to choose words. I know this because I used to run a newsroom. I know exactly what goes on. Choose the words to get people's attention. In this case, choose the words that will create this hysteria, create the fear. And Richie brought up something that was interesting. In the moment, that was we found ourselves on Friday, especially, depending on where you were, Thursday maybe, with the news media hyping this, and then all the ads for Home Depot, all the ads for Lowe's, all the ads for the hardware stores,
on all of your
capitalizing
Target, Walmart. I mean, you couldn't find a parking spot in the Target and the Walmart, and the Home Depot, and the Lowe's on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah,
it was crazy, and who were the biggest advertisers? I mean, obviously it's not, hey, let's create the big thing, but it
makes
you wonder.
Sense. It does make you wonder. Here's a friend of mine. I told the story earlier. If you didn't hear me, I have a very good friend who runs a tractor supply store in Western Massachusetts. Matter of fact, I get a lot of work. He's probably got 8 of my tractors sitting in his yard right now. And he got a call from Briggs & Stratton on Thursday morning. We have 80 generators. Do you think you could sell them? He said, yeah. They sent a trailer truck up to his place, got there Friday at 8 o'clock. They unloaded them. And at 4 o'clock Friday afternoon, he called them back and says, you got any more? He sold 80 generators without any advertising. He put up something on his website. 80 generators in like 6 hours, 6.5 hours.
Wow.
80 of them. And his, you know, I mean, he could charge, I don't know what he charged for them, frankly, because they weren't the size that I would buy. I have big sort of commercial generators, but they were
little ones like I do, probably.
Well, no, they were bigger than that, Richie, but they still were, you know, something that was large enough. If you got like a 4,000, it would be something that would cost, it would probably cost $400 and give you 4,000 watts of power, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's
run
about what I have. Yeah.
Homes. Yeah. So anyway, that's part of the story here. Lots more of the story coming up. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. It gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
How do I love e-values? Let me count the ways.
Member Nikita Barnett on the Sam's Club Labor Day e-value savings celebration.
I love saving extra without the extra work.
Over $600 instantly off low Sam's Club prices. No coupons required.
And I love saving on the good stuff.
$200 off a 55-inch Samsung TV, $150 off a Dyson vacuum, and more. Not a member? Join August 31st through September 5th and save with e-values all year.
You'll love them.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available on Plus. One item for membership, no rain checks.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
That's the wish that we have for you this Monday morning, the last Monday of August 2011. Bye-bye. We'll have Labor Day a week from today. Everybody ready for that? Labor Day.
Yeah, I think so.
1 week from today, concentrating on the future, which is what I would rather do than the past. The first law of success is concentration, Richie. You knew that, right? Concentration is the first law of success.
I'm sorry, I'm a little distracted
success.
Right now.
Right.
By our
game?
Video of the day.
Video of the day.
Our video of the day is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
This guy doing golf tricks.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay.
It's unbelievable. All right, right, go there and watch it. All right, so anyway, you were saying what?
Don't mind me. I'm only the host of the program.
That's okay. Just, a little detour.
Yeah, let's see. Where was I when I was so rudely interrupted? Oh, I was talking about concentration. Gee. Isn't that amazing? I was talking about concentration, and Richie was over here concentrating on something
else. Sparkly.
Right, it is, right. There's that penny on the road. So anyhow, the single point I was trying to make has been disturbed, so I'm not going to bother. I think I'll move to something. I'll go back, actually, to Irene for a second, and the overhyping of the situation, to the point where, in the middle of the storm, there were people who are out in it. I don't know if you saw this video or not, this viral video that's going around. People who refused to evacuate, mm-hmm. they stood on the jetty as the hurricane approached, and then they get swept into the ocean. And people thought this was hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
They found it. These people are crazy.
And what happened when they got swept into the ocean?
God, I think a couple of them drowned. So,
because there were 9 people that died during all of this?
No, there were 21.
Oh, 21 now.
Yeah, no, there are 21
people.
I didn't
hear 20. We had a caller say 21 earlier, but I had heard 11 up until then.
Yeah, well, I guess they got the drop on you, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
They were too busy watching
LA.
The video from the homepage today to have kept up
with
the
amazing story. Video. You got to go see it.
All right, so anyway, the essence of this business with videos and the hype from the news media, I think we've pretty much covered all that there is to cover. Other than just to sort of ask you rhetorically, if you think there's any way of stopping this or slowing it down, we're so focused on, we don't get information kind of on our own. We have it, at least some of us have it spoon-fed to us.
Mm-hmm.
And with that spoon-feeding comes a pejorative, comes a twist, comes a, there's an agenda.
You know what, though? I decided over the weekend it's our own fault because
it is.
The news media wouldn't be sensational
right.
if we weren't so into that. We love
well, I'd say the old what comes first, the chicken or the egg.
Yeah. Right. It's human nature, though. I mean, think about it. When you pass an accident, you pass something, you don't want to look. It doesn't make you feel good to look, but everybody has to look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there it is. Looking.
And I mean, it's our nature, but I don't know how we change it because I'm kind of over it. I don't even like to turn the news on anymore. I like to get my newspaper, read through it, look online.
That's why I like to get my news on the internet is because I can be selective about what dramatic headlines I want to read and what I don't. You know, when you're sitting there watching the evening news with your dinner there, you're going to be forced
fed. Why
would
you want to eat your dinner and watch the evening news? It'd be upsetting. I wouldn't think
exactly.
That would be a good idea.
Yeah.
I wouldn't eat. I would think nobody would want to watch the evening news.
I haven't watched the evening news on TV in years.
Well, the evening news on TV is irrelevant. It only becomes a spot carrier because it's cheap to produce and because they've been doing it for so long. When CNN came along, it changed all of that. The 24-hour news cycle in Fox and MSNBC.
Right. I know everything they're going to tell me by then.
Yeah, exactly. It's all like yesterday's newspaper.
Yeah.
There's nothing there.
Newspaper.
So here it is,
the
business of how to get people's attention, because they already know, as Richie just said, what's going on. So how do we sensationalize? How do we make it seem bigger than life? How do we make it seem important in this era?
Stick
where
around.
We are?
Right after this break, some news that could save your life.
All right, that's a good idea. Let's take a break. 21
brought to
before
you by Target.
Yeah.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop.
It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's 19 for the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and I focused on what you are thinking about. Our poll today at DougSteffens.com. What do you think about the way the news media covered Hurricane Irene? A.
I love it. Oh.
You might want to be quiet, too.
Okay.
They went way overboard.
Notice how he says two, folks.
Yeah. They went way over there. And you just interrupted me again.
I know.
Okay. A. Try this again. Take two. What do you think about the way the news media covered Hurricane Irene? A, they went way overboard. Are you watching the video stream of this at DougStephan.com? You can be getting all of this, the audio and the video that goes along with it. Okay, that's to the point. Did the news media go way overboard, creating too much hype and fear? B, a bit excessive, but probably necessary considering the severity of the storm. C, they did a great job. D, they should have done more. E, I don't care. I don't live anywhere close to where it hit, and it didn't affect me whatsoever. I'm going to pick A, although I could have picked B. Richie, A or B, I'm figuring. Please, nobody thinks they did a great job.
I am A.
A, all right. Jen, yeah.
I'm an A as well.
You are an A.
Yes, I agree.
All right. So that's where we stand. Where do you stand? Get the poll at DougStephan.com. From the weekend, we asked, as the continuing focus on this woman who got, a year in jail for giving her kid hot sauce? Where did that go, that trial? Didn't they sentence her to a year, or is that what she potentially would get? I can't remember.
I thought that was what she potentially got, but let me check it out real quick.
All right, anyway, 70% of you said it was horrible and child abuse. 18% of you said, yes, what's the difference between that and washing out the mouth of the child with soap? 12% said maybe depending on what they did. The question is, would you use this to punish your child?
Good Lord.
If you can't come up with anything better than that, then
maybe you're...
It's all part of our lack of understanding of how to raise children.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it for a moment. What education did you have other than what you got from your parents as to how to raise a child? When you go about the business of deciding you're going to have a child and you look around for information, there are a lot of books about it, but where's the practical experience? You had your experience. Your parents had their experience. Their parents, they've all been through it at least once because they grew up as children. But did they set a good example? More often than not, with the people that I know, Jennifer, most people will tell you their parents didn't do a particularly good job. Or they didn't know, they didn't have the skills.
Right, and everybody's human.
Right, so sure. Why wouldn't it be appropriate to teach this sort of thing in school? Around?
Oh, I think they absolutely should.
Who's
to decide what is a...
Well, that's the question.
Now we have the debate about what is a good upbringing and what should be taught.
Yeah.
I'm no Dr. Spock, but I'm thinking that the hot sauce on the tongue, only creates... That kid's going to have behavioral problems for the rest of his life because of that.
The poor kid's adopted in the first place. I mean, he's
got issues again, the alcohol,
that you need to help him overcome.
The stuff about raising children that are Russian immigrants and the alcohol fetal syndrome and the things that go with that. And it isn't just... It's all the Eastern Bloc countries. And do the Asian kids have something that is endemic? I mean, inviting people to, and they made a big business out of this in China, inviting people to take a problem away from you in China and some of these other countries. Adopting children has saved the governments there and, you know, all kinds of organizations like churches, religious groups, a lot of money because in many instances these children are not wanted. And so they become wards of the state,
China,
if you will.
Certainly, it's the girls that get adopted.
Right. Yeah.
So, yes, when it comes to being not wanted.
So, but with each of these regions, whether they're African, whether they are Asian, or whether they are South American, I mean, it doesn't make any difference. Richie, your child is from South America, and there are some things that you may or may not know about what is in her background that you'll have to deal with as she gets older.
Sure.
I think the younger you adopt, probably the better chance you have of overcoming some of that stuff. But you need to take a relatively sophisticated approach to it. And I'm not sure a lot of people do. They just say, okay, I've adopted a baby. Here we go. Or I have a child. What preparation did you... I remember Tony and I reading all kinds of books. It was one of the things that we did together, I thought. I'm trying to remember how much of the stuff, because I was busy running around trying to have a couple of businesses succeed. But I do remember us thinking and talking a good deal about it. And one wonders if that isn't part of this. But there is good education, whether you educate yourself or not. Is it a good idea for schools to have education? So many of the school systems have killed these health courses or courses that would be like this human development.
Yeah, like the modern day home economics, though. And,
yeah.
I mean, that stuff is really important to teach kids. I mean, it's the only exposure they get to learning how to balance a checkbook, how to take care of their kids. I mean, yeah. I think it should all be kind of part of
it's a little bit different. I mean,
smart
it's,
living.
Learning
class,
how to
maybe.
Cook pasta is a whole lot different than deciding whether how you should reprimand your child in a classroom.
But I think that should be the new spin on home economics, is what I'm saying. Not necessarily the cooking part.
As a kid, we took a course called business in high school. And in that business course, I learned how to type. I learned how to deal with business problems. I learned how to do the checkbook routine, as you were suggesting. A lot of kids go through, they know how to balance a checkbook. They don't have the practical knowledge. Everybody uses a computer today. They don't even know how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide.
You know, 13 seconds online.
Right. But does that really tell you what you need to know? In some circumstances, yes. Some circumstances,
if there is a mistake, it should be up to me to be able to find out where that mistake is and take it to the bank's attention.
Right.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Hot Sauce Mom gets charged, or she's been charged, and she gets her sentence today, and she's been found guilty.
Yeah.
She could get up to a year, and today is the day she finds out her sentence.
All right, so that means we'll have a little conversation about that tomorrow. The Dick Cheney memoir comes out this week, and he's been all over the place hyping it and sounding like the jerk that he is. I have no qualms in saying that. I think he is an irascible, angry, nasty, horrible creature who is just going to settle whatever scores he thinks. Why it's important at his age, given his, as Dick Cheney put it, his illustrious career as a politician, why would he go out in such a negative way? Because that's what he's become. He's become a nasty, angry hypocrite. And he is just all about the business of getting even. He was always like that. That's the way he ran things in his office. And it's such a shame. You wonder. I hope that I just mentioned this not in a name-dropping way. I had dinner with he and his wife once, and I liked them. But it was a long time ago, admittedly. It was in the early '90s. It was about time just before he went to Halliburton. And he changed there. Changed there dramatically. Or maybe it brought out who he really was. I don't know. Maybe that's part of it. Because when you look back at some of the deals that he and Rumsfeld did with some of the pals, I mean, the whole, it's very interesting if you really dig around. Iraq was a created state, and it was created by three people. Saddam Hussein, Dick Cheney, and Donald Rumsfeld. They created modern-day Iraq. You know that, right? Their deals, the way they put things together, the way the United States helped Iraq, and then when the table turns, you know, Saddam says, oh, these guys, they're not going to get in the way of me going into Kuwait because they're my pals. And so that was when Saddam Hussein wondered what happened. It was like he was hit with a train, and he was hit with a train. He certainly wasn't right in doing what he did, and we fixed that. But he was, how were those guys right in leading him to the expectation that he could do pretty much whatever he wanted to do? When history writes the story, and one of the other things that really has bothered me this weekend, yesterday I saw the Pat Tillman story on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
If you have not seen that, you must watch it.
Yeah.
You must watch what happened at the hands of the government of the United States to that family. It is, there's enough reason there for an evolution. Right there. It is despicable what this government and this country did to the name of that man. Just unbelievable. Watch that HBO special. It's 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Past the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, a lot of technology and information here at your service and on your side. We are, as Monday becomes a big part of your reality, Steve Jobs' resignation as Apple CEO. Did you know that he's going to stay on in another capacity there? You've seen the pictures of him, perhaps over the weekend. My God, you look at him and think, oh, what a shame, shame, shame. Guy that has contributed this much goes out this way. Anyway, our technology tailor, Alex Goldfain, has the story. Actually, it's the story behind the story, or maybe beyond the story is a better choice of words. We'll focus on Steve Jobs and his resignation next here on Good Day.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Steve Jobs resigned as CEO of Apple last week. Today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, let's look at what that means for Apple, the technology industry, and for us, the consumers of technology. First, Apple. Jobs will stay on as the chairman of the board and as an employee of Apple. And it's true that 25% of Steve Jobs is better than 100% of nearly any other CEO on the planet. But make no mistake, Apple made products based on Jobs' instinct on what would succeed with consumers. There is nobody in business, in any industry, including auto, fashion, or anywhere else, with a better honed instinct on what would work wildly and become extremely popular with mainstream consumers. And so, that person, that instinct, resigned last week. It's a huge loss to Apple. Tomorrow, we'll discuss the effects on the rest of the industry. Read my Harvard Business Review article on this topic on HBR.org. Just do a search on my name. I'm Alex Goldfain.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around.
and you also won't have to hear.
Mom, I need more pens. Stat.
Or,
I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out.
Or our favorite,
I didn't know I needed a number two pencil for that test.
Get a free Bic product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. End time 3/11.
And that's so, true. Yeah, really. 4 minutes before the hour. Richie's trying to prove to me what a genius he is. Thank
did
you.
Did it work?
Yeah, it did.
And I'm a genius.
Yeah, you are. Of course you are. Trying to figure out what's going on with my computer. I was trying to listen to Alex with one ear and listen to Richie with another ear.
It ain't rocket science, buddy.
Yes,
it's just a keyboard.
I understand, right. Knowing how to use it. Speaking of knowing how to do things, we know the most critical and formulative learning years do not necessarily start when a child is old enough for kindergarten. So how can you set children on the right course toward future academic success is a question a lot of people ask. About this time of year, sort of schools get started or people getting ready to go back to school, let's listen, interestingly, to Kendra Johansson.
The second annual Back to Preschool National Survey from KinderCare shows parents want a head start for their children. The nation's largest private early childhood education provider finds 93% of parents of preschoolers think early learning programs are key to prep their child for kindergarten and beyond. Megan Reed is KinderCare's Senior Director of Education Programs.
The majority of parents of preschoolers surveyed believed core skills such as literacy and science were critical elements to an early learning program that sets children up for success in kindergarten.
Reed says every fall, KinderCare preschoolers start school learning with fun, hands-on activities.
Well, at KinderCare, we give children the chance to grow and learn about themselves and also the world around them. We do that with fun, age-appropriate themes like Me and My Family and All About Me, where preschoolers are building language and science, math, and sensory skills to help them prepare for their success in school.
For more, log on to KinderCare.com. That's Education Now from KinderCare.
All right, how many of you belong to a social network? Facebook, MySpace,
okay, let's make this
LinkedIn.
Easier. How many of you don't belong?
That's right.
Is that it? Yeah. How many people belong to more than one? Raise your hand. Okay. Jennifer, which do you belong to?
Yeah. Facebook, Twitter. I still float around MySpace, so I haven't been on in a while.
Yeah. And you don't belong to LinkedIn, though, as a business person.
I do. LinkedIn, yeah.
LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. All right, yeah. Richie, how about you?
All of the above. I never check my MySpace, but LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and I cruise around, stumble upon, and, you know, Tumblr.
I'm looking at some of the people that I have connected with and some of the people I don't really even know, but it's nice to have them connected so they can find out more about what's going on here.
There you go.
Cyber friends.
Yes. Cyber friends. Isn't it interesting? Isn't the term cyber friends, isn't it, huh? 59 past the hour. I'm your friend.
Are you